comprehensive care from preconception to pediatrics to geriatrics. It's Conversations with MIT Medical. Here's Melanie Cole.
Did you know that MIT Medical offers urgent care services? Here to tell us about that is Dr. Colleen Collins. She's a physician and the chief of urgent care at MIT Medical. Dr. Collins, what is MIT Medical's urgent care service?
Well, hi. Our urgent care service is a full service 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in center for, urgent conditions such as you're not able to get an appointment with your primary care provider and you're having problems with your asthma or you're suffering from a fever. We also do wound care. We handle many urgent conditions, but unlike an emergency room, we don't have some of the fancy scan services and we don't handle life-threatening emergencies.
So what services, you just mentioned a few, but what other services does urgent care provide and what kinds of testing and scans, since you mentioned it, do you provide?
Well, we have access to the laboratory during the normal laboratory hours, which is from 8:30 a.m. to 5. We are working on getting some an iStat machine, which would give us a little bit more service on the weekends to do like a CBC, a complete blood count, and some electrolyte services for urgent conditions. In general, we also have a full-service X-ray, and we are offering ultrasound a couple of days a week. Most of that is by appointment, but sometimes we can get some urgent ultrasound services. We manage, most acute illnesses, so vomiting and diarrhea. We manage things like minor burns. We manage, children with fever, ear pain. We screen for sexually transmitted infections when people are having problems with burning when they urinate. So we manage most, urgent conditions that you may not be able to get an appointment for with your primary care provider. It's great if the primary provider has an opening and they can see you, but sometimes that's not the case. Or the MIT community has a lot of travelers, people who are often traveling for lectures and conferences, and they return home and they return home ill and they need to be seen. So an urgent care center sometimes can manage a lot of illness that, you don't want to sit around in an emergency room for. We have both a full-fledged physician and two NPs or PAs on duty with the physician. So there's usually three providers on duty during that 8-to-8 shift.
I think one of the biggest questions people have about urgent care is when to seek urgent care and when they should go to the hospital instead. Please describe for us the difference between an urgent situation, like you said, if they're out of their asthma medication, or something that is emergent and they really should call 911 or go to the hospital.
Yes, things that are really emergency level, require emergency level care, is if you suspect that you're having a stroke. Many seniors and retirees may be having symptoms of a stroke, either weakness, difficulty speaking. Any suspicion that you're having a stroke, that really should be managed immediately, and you should call 911 and get an ambulance. Chest pain, somebody having significant chest pain, really needs to call an ambulance to go to the hospital to get evaluated for chest pain. Trouble breathing. There are limitations on how we can manage difficulty breathing. One of them may be after 5 o'clock, once X-ray is closed, we have limitations on what we can do for someone who's having trouble breathing, and that really requires the emergency room. Another situation would be someone in labor, someone who's having labor pains who we're really not in a position to do deliveries here, and so that belongs at the hospital. Severe abdominal pain. Someone with having severe abdominal pain may need surgery, and we don't have surgeons based here on a regular basis. And oftentimes they need a CAT scan. We don't have a CAT scanner here. And so someone who could have a child could have appendicitis and very severe abdominal pain probably should be brought to Boston Children's or Mass General Children's.
So who can come to urgent care? Is it MIT Medical community? Is it students and grad students, their families? Explain who can come.
So all members of the MIT community are eligible to come to use the urgent care service. We will determine once we've evaluated the patient whether they need a higher level of care. We're concerned they may need surgery or a higher level of care. And any employees or dependents who are covered by the MIT traditional and MIT choice plans can use urgent care. They may have a copay associated with their visit if they're part of the choice plan. There's no copay or charge for MIT students and their covered dependents. Pretty much the whole MIT community can use urgent care.
What about kids? How does urgent care work for pediatrics? And do you encourage parents to call first to make sure that they can come in at that time?
Sure. We've worked really hard to increase the availability of providers who are comfortable seeing kids, family practitioners, providers who are double boarded in medicine and pediatrics. And all our nurse practitioners are family nurse practitioners, which means they are certified in seeing both adults and children. However, there are some rare occasions where the provider on duty may not feel comfortable seeing infants and small children. And so we do recommend that people call ahead to see that we have a provider on duty who sees children, especially after hours, you know, after five. The phone number here is 617-253-4481. It's functional 24 hours a day. Sometimes if a parent has a question about a child, like a burn or some minor wound, and they just want to talk to someone, they'll be connected with the night nurse who will review the condition. And if it can be managed on the phone and they feel they need to speak to a pediatrician, they'll make that connection as well. But for rashes or things that we can't see, obviously, on the phone, we may ask you to come in. And if we have someone capable, you know, very confident about working with kids, we'll ask you to come in. But it's often a good idea to review the case on the phone because, you know, it can be challenging to know if you need to bring the child in, especially, you know, the child may have woken up and vomited once. That may not necessarily need to be seen immediately. And so it can be challenging for parents about when it's appropriate to use an urgent care and when it's appropriate to really seek a higher level of care.
Are there certain times you would advise people, you know, that the waits are generally very long before dinner or, you know, early in the morning? Are there certain times you would say if you are going to call us and you do need to come in, these are the better times that we have sort of downtime?
Well, that's tough to judge. You know, I think clearly, you know, when we open at 8, it's usually a little bit quieter at 8 a.m. Then at other times of the day, especially on Saturdays and Sundays, it tends to be quieter early in the morning. And that's pretty much true for most urgent cares and emergency rooms. I think what's frustrating for some patients is sometimes they get here early and it looks like it's quiet and they think, you know, gee, what are they doing back there? And we may be managing an emergency they came in that they didn't see. Or we may be on the phone with someone who's in distress that we're trying to manage the case for them. I think another category we really didn't discuss, but that should be discussed on a college campus, you know, I think anybody with mental status changes, like someone who may be intoxicated either from alcohol or drugs, those patients really need to go to the emergency room. We don't have a rapid tox screen capabilities here. It takes a while to get the tox screen results. And emergency rooms are just better equipped to handle someone who's having mental status changes. And so I think that should be addressed.
So wrap it up for us. Tell listeners what they can expect when they come to urgent care. And if they're uncertain about the severity of a medical concern, to call and how you can walk them through whether or not they should come.
Sure. I think it does make sense to call if you're unsure about whether this is the right place to come. We have really excellent, competent nurse triage folks who can review the case with you on the phone if you're unclear. Sometimes it requires an evaluation, and I think you know we are certainly very understanding of that. So sometimes you can't tell on your own how sick you are and whether it requires a higher level of care. And that's, you know, what we do. we listen to the case and we'll try to assess whether it requires, you know, further treatment at the hospital. But we manage a broad spectrum of illnesses, and if you're really unsure, we're happy to see folks. We have triage nurses, as I say, who are extremely skilled and can sort of sort out the severe from the not so severe and the ones that we're best at handling.
And give the number for us one more time, Dr. Collins.
Sure. Basically, it's a 617 number, and it's 253-4481. It's available 24 hours a day.
Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your expertise about urgent care versus the emergency room or the hospital, and you've cleared it up so nicely for us. Thank you so much. This is Conversations with MIT Medical. For more information, please visit medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.